Can the second option be the best solution? With your news headlines, I'm Tim Boulware. Now that the legislature has failed to override Governor Brownback's veto of a tax package passed by both the House and Senate last week, what happens now? State Senator Bud Estes says this opens the door for work on an alternative plan.
Very similar to what was passed by the House. And the main difference is the House was going to be retroactive on the income tax to the individuals. Plus, it was much higher than what ours would be.
Here's why Estes believes this bill is better for Kansans.
Under our plan, it looked like we were going to be raising income taxes on 1/3 of 1% across the board. 1/3 of 1%. That's not a very big hit for any of the lower income, middle income, or uppers.
Estes remains committed to removing the LLC exemption, something that's receiving bipartisan support. For up-to-date news headlines, visit WesternKansasNews.com. From the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Boulware.